Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming. I'm Ryan.
I'm Dirk.
And I'm feeling this jam right now.
Feeling this jam. Pointcast 29.1. We're going to talk about the town of Salem. But more importantly, we're going to talk about trolling.
I thought we were talking about unsolved mysteries. Is that what's going on right now?
1-800-876-5353.
What's the guy's name?
Robert
Stack.
Mandander.
Robert Mandander.
Robert Mandander.
I don't know why I remember that phone number. And by the way, it's not Unsolved Mysteries anymore, so don't call it. It's weird. Some kind of firm. I see you putting your phone down. Good
why
choice.
Why do you know this? Did you just call that number?
Oh, no.
We used to watch.
He knew that in high school.
Here's something. I got to tell you something about White Trash. We watched a lot of Unsolved Mysteries.
They'll never solve it.
They'll never find Uncle Tim.
That's where I was going. Because they knew.
Yeah. We knew who those people were. Yes. Like, they're on to you. So, yeah. We're going to do the Town of Salem. It's a little indie game, little online indie game where you go in there, and I don't know what the point of the game is.
To win.
But you blame people, and they die.
Blame everyone else but yourself.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, it's...
It's fuck the noob.
It's like a murder mystery kind of game.
You've played this more than us, so it's like Clue.
It's like
online Clue.
Well, there's no clues. All you have to go on is what other people say. Well, that's not... I mean, each role has murder-solving abilities, but once you expose your role to the rest of the people, the mafia is going to target you. So you have to try to tell people what you found out. Without letting them know that you're, you know, it's deep. It's real deep.
I didn't know.
There's layers.
Deep like a
puddle.
I
thought you just went in there and started blaming people to get them glinched.
We really should have gotten one or two more beers in the hopper before we started this.
So, speaking of
roles. I'm going to get up and get another one.
Go ahead and get up. So I will go through the roles while you get up and get a beer.
Okay.
Maybe one for us as well. So get three.
Thanks. You're a mensch.
Catch them all in your hopper. So for the roles that you have for this game, there are 15. There's the sheriff.
There's fucking 15?
There's fucking 15. Sheriff, doctor, investigator, jailer, medium, godfather, framer, executioner, escort, mafioso. Did I say that right? Mafioso? Lookout, serial killer, town killing, jester.
Town killing?
That's what it says, town killing and random town. Does that mean there's roles.
It's like Hiroshima?
I don't think town killing and random town are actual roles. So,
what about random task?
Let me chime in here.
Okay, here we go.
There's 15 players per game.
There is.
Great.
And there's like... there's like 13 roles that are in every single game, and then there's one random town where it says random town.
Yeah, random task.
That is, sometimes there'll be, that random town person will be an investigator, so there'll be two investigators.
Or a sheriff, and random killing.
Right. So sometimes that's what the random town means. Sometimes there'll be two of the same role.
This actually makes more sense because, like, jumping into a game, like, first of all, I'll say it, I hate fucking being the jester. Because unless you know how this game works, because Ryan and I were playing this a couple weeks ago, and we put it up on our Twitch feed, and we were just like testing everything out. I was the jester, and Ryan doesn't remember shit right now. He's just kind of blank staring through those Coke bottle glasses.
Completely
just
sober. No, I remember what
like
I was.
Real chill.
Remember, right I was the sheriff, and everyone blamed me for losing.
Yeah. So,
yeah, because I wasn't investigating anybody or jailing anybody. I was just like trying to kill people.
At this point, Chester texts me. He's like, "Hey, I've been playing the shit out of this game," and I was like, "Fuck this game," because I had just gotten done playing. I was the jester. Everybody was like three steps ahead of us. Like they knew who everybody was.
I got my friend Forrest to play with me one night when I was drunk.
Okay.
And now he wants to play every night.
Okay.
And
from what I know about people named Forrest, they like repetitive actions. They like repetitive things.
I like to run.
Okay.
Yeah. Do we derail
right.
you?
All right.
That's just a little
I forgot, I forgot to delete that from the last episode.
So anyway, you're talking about Forrest.
Yeah. Well, that's why I played so much, is because I get home from work. I've had a few drinks with my coworkers. I get home. I'm drunk. And Forrest is like, let's play Town of Salem. And I'm like, all right.
Let's do it.
So he could really be like, let's watch each other jerk off on Omegle. And you'd be like, all right.
Hey, I'm down for whatever.
Let's do a little PMP.
DFW.
A little PMP.
I appreciate that.
So anyway, I think the it should be said that a lot of the different characters, I mean, they all have different attributes. So Sheriff can jail people at night.
You can
night,
jail right? people and... You can talk to them while they're in jail.
Yeah, so you can.
And that's the jailer,
the sheriff.
The what? There's a jailer and a sheriff. The sheriff can find out anyone at night. You select a target, and you can tell if they're evil or not.
Oh, they check one person each night for suspicious activity.
You cannot tell if the Godfather is evil. Ooh. That's something like that.
Okay, and there's the doctor who we found out Tyler liked to save balls.
That's right. He was protecting our balls.
Let's fighting love. the investigator can investigate one person a night, but you can only see if they have weapons. I was an investigator last time we played. Jailer can actually lock one person up and talk to them while they're locked mm-hmm. up. Mm-hmm.
Medium, okay, and so they can kill three people. They have up to three executions.
Oh, while they're in jail. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
While someone's in jail, you can kill them.
Last time I abused that shit. But like, where I was like, you're in jail. Like, give me your roll. He's like, fuck you. I'm like, dead. And I just killed him. Well,
you remember that time that guy jailed me?
I am the law.
He jailed me the first night. And he, what's your role? And I said, I'm your mom. So he killed me. And then the next night, he jailed you. And you're like, I'm your mom. And then the very next game, I was the jailer. And I jailed that dude the first night because he kept the same name.
And
he told me what his role was. And I said, wrong answer. You're my mom. And I killed him that night. And he just goes, oh, fuck you.
So if you haven't realized, this is fun to play with people. Like, just get your laptops out and, like, have a room, like, with like, three or four people. So you can just troll the shit out of this game. And, by the way, like, we met these guys out at SGC, the guys who were making this. It was a Blank. What is it? Blank.
It's Blank Media.
Blank Media Games.
Yeah, blankmediagames.com. They were nice enough to give me a shirt, which I'm not wearing now because it's white and I have man titties.
It's also 2X.
Is it 2X?
Yeah, it's a big ass shirt.
I think a wet t-shirt contest.
Hell yeah.
No, you did.
It's got real awkward in there.
So, okay, where were we? Okay, medium can talk to people while they're dead. So you can be like, you know, hey, who are you? What were you doing? Godfather, he's the head of the mafia. He can't be killed by the sheriff.
He cannot be killed at night.
He's going to make an offer you can't refuse.
That's right. On this, the day of his daughter's wedding.
We have the framer, who is also part of the...
farmer.
The farmer. Fuck you, farmer. Filthy farmer. It's actually... There's a framersonly.com. It's a dating site. Framers only. It's awkward because there's people who are framing people and then people actually frame houses. They get together. And,
well, what about the people who work at Michael's that frame?
The framers, yeah. So there's
photography.
Three people. It's an eclectic group. There was the executioner.
Get along.
The executioner is also part of the mafia, right?
Executioner is just random.
Okay, so who else is... There's Godfather, Framer, and
Mafioso.
Oh, and Mafioso. So
those executioner.
Those three people can talk to each other at night and, like, plot and scheme. Mm-hmm. And once they know who somebody is, they just all mob and kill them. So,
well, it's like the mafia...
Mob, yeah.
Nice. The Mafioso does the killing, but they have to kill the person that the Godfather tells them to.
You missed.
Did I finally miss?
Yeah, you missed.
It's the worst time of my life.
So, like, yeah. It gets a little confusing there. But the Mafioso can vote on who to kill, but whoever the Godfather chooses at night, that's who the Mafioso kills.
Okay. So, then there is the executioner, who you get one person that you have to get executed. You can't kill them at night, but you have to get them executed, which I successfully did. It was awesome.
With help from your friends.
When I get by with a little help from my friends.
I murder innocent people with a little help from my friends.
Come on. That's how it always goes.
Right.
Then there's the escort who...
It's a whore.
Well, the escort can roll block people at night, so they can't do their nighttime roll.
Oh, yeah. They distract somebody. So they're the whore. The whore.
Whore.
Whore. Mm-hmm.
That's whore. Right. They give STDs.
I wanted to go kill someone, but I ran into a whore. So I stopped. Anyway, so Mafioso, we already talked about. The Lookout. What does the Lookout do?
You can watch somebody.
One person. And I.
You watch one person at night, and you can see who visits them.
Dude, I'm pulling up the wiki, and you're like answering this shit quicker than we can. That's why
I played it a bunch in the past week.
Past 1 week. There's also the serial killer, which the town people are trying to take down. They're just going. They kill everybody at night.
Serial killer kills at night, but cannot be killed at night. They can only be executed or killed by the jailer.
The night.
So basically, the mafia cannot kill the serial killer.
The nighttime is the right time. And then we said random town killing.
But there's a bunch of other random roles. Like you were the spy one night.
And there's no spy.
There's a spy. And you were the spy one time. And the spy can hear what the mafia says to each other.
Oh, that's right. But
they cannot see who is who.
Okay, okay.
All they can do is hear the conversation.
And then random town. And then my least favorite role that I hate more than anything, the fucking jester.
I don't know why you hate the jester so much. It's not that bad.
Jester is tough.
I'm a slow person, like, up here.
Well, the jester's role is to be executed.
Yeah, and how do you like come at me like kill me? Kill me.
Well, yeah, I mean either you be really obnoxious so that people just want you dead so you'll shut up.
Yeah.
Or when I was the executioner one time, first night I said so and so visited me. And you can't tell who visits you. So they were just, everyone was like, how do you don't know who visited you. You must be guilty. You're trying to get someone else killed. So they just killed me right off the bat.
Well, we also found out that our names kind of play into it.
Yeah. You choose a name each night or each game. You choose a unique name if you want. You can use the same name over and over again. But
yeah, because in the lobby, you're you, who you logged in as. But when you go into the actual game itself, you can pick a random name.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah, and I kept choosing the name Dick Drippin', and I was killed the first night every time.
The last game we played, actually Corey, guy we met out in SGC, text him last minute like, come play a couple games with us. Skype onto us.
Skype all over
sexily.
Us.
Sexily.
Skype on my face.
Pull out before you Skype. So no, he was nice enough to jump in, and he had never played the game before, and I had some type of story here, but I forgot because we've
been. He did good.
No, it was great. And then Tyler also came in, but he didn't have Skype, so
have been sober, which is a one up on us.
Oh yeah, no, he totally was, but he was like banging his keyboard as loud as he could. He was just typing like.
Maybe he just keeps his headset right next to his keyboard when he types.
Maybe he was typing with his dick.
Well, you guys
maybe he types like this.
You guys keep your fan. Right next to your fucking headsets when I talk to you guys.
Well, like, yeah. Well, we're not like live on the air or anything. I want a fan on my balls.
And, right? And Chester wants one on his neck, back, and balls and
just
shit.
All over me.
Yeah.
I just want that air moving.
So anyway, we also had some shit talkers from the Game Wreckers. Tone Loki from the Game Wreckers and Ross. Were like
the Ross Boss.
The Ross Boss. Ross Boss Show? Is that what he says?
The Boss Show? I don't know.
The Boss Show? No, the Boss Show. They were talking shit. They're like, this game is just absolutely horrible watching.
It is, unless you're doing it and participating.
It's kind of, it sucks to play too, unless you're drunk.
But it's so phenomenal. Like, cause, okay, so
it's
we have moments where you just.
It's a deep game.
Well, okay, so like the trolling part. So that was a big thing. Like, any major trolling moments? I mean, I have one in my head, but I want to hear yours first.
Well, I mean, I love The Last Will and The Death Note.
Yeah. The Last Will, where you can just put whatever you want, right. So you die,
and a lot of people
ridiculous
use,
shit pops up on
the screen. A lot of people use the Death Note to write clues for the rest of the town. But we just like to write trolling shit.
Yeah. Like something about how your balls are very wet.
One of my favorites, one of my favorite Last Wills that I've used frequently is... My corpse is now as stiff in death as my cock was in life.
My last one that I wrote that nobody... I didn't die in the last game was... I was the executioner, and I said, like, I give poor life lessons. Don't jam meth rocks up your ass and have gay sex.
No PNP?
No PNP. You can't have party and play. And then... I wrote my.
No, I have no idea. Don't ask me. I do something random every single time. I'm so random.
Well, you had okay. So the game actually, we should mention it's confined to pretty short time frames. Like, so you're trying to get as much information out there as possible. Whether it's your last,
it's like 45 seconds,
which goes by pretty quick.
Yeah, to communicate with people and tell people things, and then at night you get like 45 seconds.
Well, then
choose your actions.
Well, that's the problem. You know, this is the problem with the Jester. This is why I'm going to shit on the Jester, is because at night, and the executioner, when everything's done with the executioner, at night you're just like sitting there, just like looking at the screen. Like,
wait, you're supposed to do stuff at night?
Yeah. Well, it depends. It depends on your role. Character.
No, I usually just like drink.
Know your role.
Know your role.
And shut your mouth.
Your role.
Your role, dude.
That's how Ryan rolls.
I didn't. I know I've jailed people before, and I think I killed somebody once. I think it was a Godfather once, and I murdered people just because.
Well, yeah. Well, the
I think I killed Chester. Well, no, Dirk. I think I killed you.
Yeah, you probably did. The first couple times that we played, like, because two or three weeks ago, we all sat down and like played for 2 hours, and we're just fucking cracking up because all the shit we were doing, and. I think I was the Godfather in one, or no, I was one of the mafias, but I didn't understand what to do with it. So I wasted all my good roles since I played. I've never been like those roles ever again. So it pisses me off. Also.
So now you're always the Jester?
Well, I've been the Jester like 3 or 4 times. It's like
real life.
Ugh, God, fuck you, aww, dude. Oh, wah. Give me one of those.
That was terrible. That's not even the trombone noise.
I can find sadtrombone.com.
No, come on.
I just remember like when we were playing too, like we just popped into a room like kill so and so, and like everybody's like mobbed on him and killed him.
Yeah, I love when people are just followers.
The mob mentality is
great. Yeah, it's great.
Well, there's also okay. So there's it's a voting stage to where you vote to put a person up on the blocks. And then when that happens, you have to say if they're guilty or not guilty. So
or you can abstain.
Abstain. So there could be, like, while we're trying to, like, get one person killed, if nobody will vote for them, they could come back in and then target us. So it becomes, like, you know, trying to figure out who is what. But then at the same time, it becomes, like, fuck this dude for screwing me.
And yeah, I've gotten screwed as a, you know, I was a bad person trying to get everyone else killed.
Yeah.
And someone actually paid attention to how people voted, and you know, an innocent person was killed, and they're like, "Oh, that person, Chester, must be evil because he voted guilty on that person." And I was like, "Shit, how do I argue with that?"
See, there's some fucking neckbeard over there taking fucking notes, like an asshole.
If you go online right now and
has a neckbeard,
if you go to
takes notes.
Repetitively,
right, just the same note over and over again.
Kill Chester, kill Chester, kill Chester.
Interpret and repeat. Interpret and repeat. No, so if you go online right now, YouTube, like there are like channels that are just dedicated to this game that's relatively new, and while it is boring to watch, the whole commentary thing is what really makes it. So I don't know. Like I don't know if they're playing together, playing against each other. So
I think when we go in there and everyone says Ryan loves balls, Ryan loves dick, Ryan loves peen, I think they know we're all together.
No, it was hilarious with like Ryan's the bad guy. Like which one? There's Ryan's got many balls in his mouth.
Well, I was the medium that game, and the ghosts were like, "Who are you? Who are you, medium?" And I was like, "Ryan." Oh, which one? I was like, I'm not telling you that.
And then I'm like, what a stupid way to spell Ryan.
So, in rolling down, do any of you guys have any final thoughts about the game?
Get drunk, get some friends, play it.
It's
kill innocents.
Free. We should say free flash game. Like
free
there's
to play. Yeah.
And you can build up your tokens. You don't have to buy anything. You can build your tokens up and buy like you know different skins and different like houses or like an animal.
I bet you could buy hats.
I'll be honest with you. The person with the dog, I wanted to kill like.
Immediately, because they had a pet.
That motherfucker has a dog. I want to kill him.
Person has played this game a lot.
I'm gonna take your dog.
Let's kill them.
How about you, Chester?
I like this game. It's fun.
All right, there you go. Very very well written.
It's fun to troll, and it's you know if you're by yourself, it's a cool way to exercise your brain.
Well, it's at blankmediagames.com. Free to play. We met him at SGC. Really awesome guys.
Seriously, just really Google cool. it. Yeah, just Google Town of Salem.
Yeah, Google Town of Salem.
That's how I get there every single time. They have a website.
Blank Media Games.
Well, yes,
I didn't even know. I just Google it.
It's actually the website you play the game on.
Neat. So, Google it. So, for Pointcast 29.1.
There you go.
29.2. I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
29.3.
I'm the serial killer.